so heartless. How can people be so cruel?
Welcome to the French Connection Sunday edition. Today's date is the 4th of March, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me. I decided to do another rant today. More subjects, more information, more exposure. We need traction. We need people to pick up the ball. You know, our story, the facts that we've uncovered, the work we've done, the information we have gleaned from countless hours of interviews and essays and discussions and internet research and you name it. We've looked through every kind of thing you can possibly imagine. It comes up with the same conclusions, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to go and do the litany of different things we found at the moment, but, you know, so many people keep calling these criminals neocons. They're not neocons. They're people, there's some people being conned in this nonsensical story we keep reading in the alternative press here. But I was reading today a gentleman from Lou Rockwell, this guy Silber. His name's Arthur Silber. Now, of course, he says, a nation of stupid children who refuse to give up the lies. Well, you know, Arthur, you're calling out the American public for being stupid, and here you are not going to the heart of the criminal lies. Of course, you're talking about the Republicans and Democrats being bought and paid for, and they're both endlessly voting for ridiculous wars that have no reason to even be taking place in our lives. But you don't go to the heart of the issue. So, who's the liar here? I mean, it's very clear to anyone who spends even a small amount of time on these subjects that this stuff goes back to a high-level group of Ashkenazis and their billionaire buddies and the network they've set up across the world. It's in France, it's in Britain, it's in Germany, Turkey, doesn't matter where you go, it's even in Prince Abdullah, even Bin Laden's Jewish. Come on, the mother of Bin Laden's is Jewish. Why isn't that reported, and why aren't you talking about it, Mr. Arthur Silber, from Lou Rockwell, calling everybody else stupid? It's to give you some sort of traction on being the truth teller here, and yet you only go halfway down the road to the facts, as most of these people do. Now, some of you that do this writing on the internet may genuinely be unaware of what's going on. But I can't imagine that that's the case, knowing what APEC does, knowing what this man Foxman does and all of the scandals and the spy scandals and the murders and the criminality and the Israeli Mossad that's caught in New Zealand and they're caught in Indonesia and they've been caught in the United States and they've been caught in France and the fake stuff going on with knocking over graveyards in France and then blaming on Muslims. All of this stuff everywhere, all the time, and you still can't come up with the idea that this group is doing this to us. I don't see it here. I went to your site. I didn't see any work being done in that direction. Now, you know, you are Silber. I believe that is Jewish. That doesn't matter. See, we need Jewish fighters on our side, Arthur. email this man. Email him this audio file. Email it to Arthur Silber over here on his, you can find his details at Lou Rockwell, and ask him, what in the world are you doing not discussing the real truth behind these issues? Are you afraid of being attacked? Or are you too stupid to see the reality? Big question here. Now, I'm going to give this man the benefit of the doubt. I don't give the benefit of the doubt to people like Alex Jones, because he's had the facts shoved in his face so many times that he can't deny them. And yet we know clearly, just a week and a half ago, he got on his radio show and said the Israelis are not behind this stuff, when we know they are. The Mossad had nothing to do with it, but we know they did. That high-level Ashkenazis are involved in most of the criminality that are facing, that the American public is facing, and we know they are, and he denied that they are. So we can't give him a buy. We can't give him a pass. We're not able to do that looking at the facts. But you, Mr. Silber, and the people that are posting on your website, what's your excuse? What's your excuse, Scott Horton, for putting out wonderful audio files about a lot of facts, but stopping short of the real issues, stopping short of going down that road to who's really doing it to us? Shame on you, Scott Horton. You know, you were one of the people that I most admired when I first got into doing broadcasts, when I made the leap from being a phone caller to the radio programs and became a host. And yet, I can't imagine that you were there long before me and you have not come to grips with these facts either. Now, I do notice you mention all of you, every one of these people that are on these sites, they mention Israel in passing, or they do mention some of the worst scoundrels in Israel, and of course they're going to hide behind that, but they don't focus on the criminal group that is behind all of it. They will not do it. And again, I'm going to go back to discussing with you the roots of this stuff. It goes back 300-400 years. It probably goes back longer than that, but we've got clear line of evidence going back 300 years. When you watch the Money Masters and you watch what Bill Still has done and Patrick have done in their research, they bring out these facts so clearly and so powerfully and so undeniably. And the chain of evidence goes back 300 years that this is the people doing this to our world, and buying up our corporations, and controlling our drug companies, and controlling our water systems and U.S. filter and the rest, and financing their friends, their henchmen like Estee Lauder's fortune, the billionaire Estee Lauder, building the Mossad's special new facility in Herzliya, or having criminals like Mark Rich do their bidding, or knowing that people doing the cocaine trade out of South America are Jewish Ashkenazis. Or knowing that that the whole Hitler regime was financed through Max Warburg's fortune and I.B. Farben. Yes. These are not musings. We've got the facts on this stuff. Not in their history books, because they've sanitized them, they've whitewashed them. What you need to do is go back to earlier writings when these things weren't sanitized yet, when they weren't able to get the information cleaned out of there yet. You know, and I got to people who are from their side to send me emails that call me names, but they won't challenge the information, because the information is there for you to see if you look for it. Mr. Silber, Mr. Horton, yeah. And how many other of your friends here, Mr. John Amato and Mr. Jim Bovard and Mr. Kevin Carson, and Brad DeLong, and Gus DeZegra, and Dom Eggert, and John Farr, Chris Floyd, Larry Hamlin, Tom Knapp? Huh? Are you guys talking about the facts? Email these people. Go to their websites. Send them this file. Say, why aren't you discussing the real issues here? That this war in the Middle East is to secure a greater Israel and to steal further the value of oil so that they have another commodity that they completely control. as they do diamonds, as they do gold, as they do water in most parts of the world, including France, through their Veolia and Suez Lyonnais des Eaux and U.S. Filter and the drug companies that they've bought up and the media companies they own, down to 5 in the United States, major media. 5. Used to be 50 just 15 years ago. There were 50 companies. Now there's 5. All controlled by Ashkenazi Jews. And not anti-Semitic to say that, ladies and gentlemen, because what we've discovered through our research in both the Russian archives, the governmental Russian archives, as well as other Jewish writers such as Arthur Kessler and many other researchers, that these most of these people, these Ashkenazi, blue-eyed, light-skinned Jews are not Semitic at all, but rather a mix of Russian, Turkmen, and other tribes that were in that Russian steppe region in the year 700 and in that region, 700 A.D. Not the modern era, ladies and gentlemen, Anno Dominus. Yeah. And the simple fact of the matter is, when we take a look at these facts, they're pretty clear, and we know who's murdering, killing, plundering, and stealing the fortunes of the world. And we know who's owning these technology companies that are being used to track and to understand what we're doing with our lives. And we also know where most of these tax dollars from the thefts that are going on in the public purse, we know who's getting the money. We know who's controlling our judiciary systems. You see, it's not a large group. And they do have their greedy henchmen that don't seem to be Ashkenazis. And as many people that we've had on this programming have said in the past, wait till their power is consolidated. They'll do away with those half-breeds and the rest of the non-Jewish elements within their control structure. And what you'll have is only Ashkenazi Jews in charge. And people have said they're the synagogue of Satan and this. I don't think this stuff is about religion. I may be wrong about this, but I don't see it. I see it being about money, power, and control. And I also see many, 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 many tens of thousands of Jews around the world don't want this being done in their name. And they may be our strongest allies in the end because they're the people that know that community best, are best able to speak out against it without being marginalized. We have people like Finkelstein, and we have people Finkelstein's a good example because he's pointed out anomalies in research that have gone on for the last 50 years that are bogus. And when you start to understand the level of deception and brutality and theft and hubris that this group has, oh boy. It shocks me, and I'm getting sick and tired of having to say to you, we need to fight to get more than 10,000 people. We need to start being, and then I get these fools, these absolute dribbling fools on some of these forums who think, you know, they say that I'm Jewish. Well, what if I was? I'm not Jewish, by the way. I wasn't raised Jewish. I wasn't. My family isn't. But it wouldn't matter if I was. They say, well, Devil Smith tells the truth, but see, they do personal assaults on me. They do personal attacks on me, saying that I'm all kinds of stuff. Why am I living in France and all this other? It has absolutely nothing to do with anything except for the fact that they want to further marginalize and mudsling so that we are not given traction. These facts are not being shared. End of story. End of story. And if you want to check my background, ladies and gentlemen, my family, I have 8 relatives. Goes back in my family tree that came over on the Mayflower. We were British Puritans, in fact, and I have some Huguenot French that were also in my background. But it wouldn't matter anyway, and that's why I invite Jews to come and fight with us, because in the final analysis, it's not going to be what religion you are. It's going to be whether you want to succumb to this criminal network or you don't. Whether you're willing to live in a world that they're designing for their new the type of life. Is it, we're going back to feudalism. We're going to go back to a handful of people running everything and them sprinkling down just enough to keep the gears of life rolling for everybody, but nothing more. They're going to be beyond the law, they're going to be beyond our control, and we are going to be the little worker bees that are permanently subjugated. And you're going to have let it happen because the people that could have been speaking out didn't. Because the people that claim to be truth tellers are not. And because the people who are working in this fourth estate on the internet are only telling half truths, or they're cowardly and they won't step up to the plate and say the real facts. That's right. And you know, it makes me sick to my stomach to think that we, after all this time and the facts that we've put out and all of the evidence where it goes, that we don't have the biggest internet site in the world. And it doesn't matter whether or not it was my site or anyone else's. The truth needs to have the biggest site in the world. These facts that we've uncovered need to be shared everywhere. Everywhere. And I'm saying shame on all of you Americans, you spineless wimps over there. Not you people listening, but the people, your neighbors, the people you work with. What an embarrassment these people are. They're an embarrassment. Make me sick. They're fat and slovenly, and they're without real value, most of them. They're in debt up to their eyeballs. They're sickly. They're unaware, uninterested, and they're going to make me live in tyranny because of their slovenly way of going through life. And this sick perversion they call television today, this MTV crap that they have all over the place, and filth, and this gay lifestyle where sexual partners come and go like a change of underwear, it makes me want to vomit. This has nothing to do with being anti-gay. It has everything to do with the degradation of the quality of life for the rest of us. Not about giving gays equal opportunity or equal access or equal anything. That's not the reason this stuff is on your front pages and all over your television set, ladies and gentlemen. It's to destroy the rest of us. It's to deliver this sick crap every night on your airwaves. This nonsense. Saying that this is the nuclear family of the future. Don't you see that that's just another way of ripping the legs out from under the American family and the European family and the way of life that has kept these people at bay for generations, and no longer are they? We've allowed it. And the level of brainwashed and stupid humans that come out of the United States is astonishing. Yeah. People say, "Oh, you know, don't take a negative track with the Americans. You know, we're trying." Nonsense. You're trying. You know, my listeners, what have you done today about fighting this? Have you sent out any emails? I want to know. What have you done? You know, I don't get paid for any of this stuff. I'm doing it because I don't want to live in this kind of world in the future. What are you doing to fight back? I just got a computer here and a telephone, and I forego all kinds of stuff to make this fight happen for everybody. And I'm doing it because I want a better place for my family and for the rest of this world. How many people have you emailed this information to today? Why don't you go to that list that this guy Silber has here and write to all these people and say, "Why don't you step up to the plate and start telling the truth about what the Jews are doing to the world?" And not all the Jews, ladies and gentlemen. So don't be a racist imbecile and get this story wrong. It isn't all of them. But this elite group of crazies and their henchmen. Go back to the site if you need data, information, confirmation. It's there. But we got to push a lot harder here. They're going to try to pull this Iranian thing off. they're going to do. And, you know, the French public's being duped right now into picking a Zionist Ashkenazi criminal. Yep. Yeah, it's just amazing. Anyway, I get on the radio, I mean, and I do these. Why? Because, you know, and here's the interesting thing. What was this? Blogspot Radio. Crooks. These cretins over here at Blogspot Radio, they won't hear it. It's Blog Talk Radio. Should boycott them. They won't put us up. You know, they won't put our, they won't give, send us a confirmation to get on the radio. They won't do it. They don't want us on. No. And they're banning me in Britain, and they're because these people are afraid of this kind of fact, this kind of truth coming out. So, of course, they put their pressure everywhere, and they've got their minions out there, and they've got their sickos working against us. Of course, they got a lot more resources than we do. That's why it's so important that you guys step up. The only resource I have is your interest in making the facts known to more people. Those are our resources. That's it. You know, the truth is out about 9/11. The truth is out about who did this and who controls America's media and finances and drug companies and water companies and, you know, who sits in our judiciary and who all the judges are and who all the prosecutors are and who, we know. We know what the Mossad's doing. We know about what's happening to politics in Europe. We know all about it. It's all been outed. Now it's your job. Let's get this information in the hands of more people. Stop worrying about, you know, if this is entertaining or not, because this is not for entertainment. I'm not being entertained here by watching this stuff, by reading it. I'm watching the world descend into sickness, and I don't want to sit back and let this happen, and you can't either. So it's time to fight. Time to reach deep down inside and say, we got to really get back into the flow here. Bring people to the French Connection. Let them listen to these audio files. Let them read the articles we've got, the research that's been done, the links that we've put up there. It tells a damning story. And then take action. Please. We need you. I need you. I need you to fight this fight with me. Tiring, and it's really a very negative subject to face. But you know, if we all start pushing harder, this stuff will start really rippling across the globe. We've seen the effort pay off, and it needs to be reinvigorated and reintroduced and revitalized, so that this next phase of truth makes things different in the world. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, until the next time, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Telling you to be well. Bye-bye now.